Good afternoon, everyone, on the 28th of January. It's a very, very cold day. The wind is bitter. We did have rain earlier, but that's cleared away now, but it's really, really bitterly cold, and it's getting colder, apparently. There's certainly a good wind chill factor in that wind today. I've just updated, well, a couple of hours ago, to the new Audio Boom version. It looks fine so far. I noticed a couple of differences. Like that you can log out from the main screen or your account screen now, rather than having to go to the settings to do that. excuse me. I thought they'd made it so that we could comment on our own posts, but that doesn't seem to be the case, because instead of saying in our list of posts, such and such and such by me, whereby if you go into the play screen, or if you went into the play screen, you couldn't, if you double tapped on me, nothing would happen. In fact, you're likely to get thrown out of the app. It didn't take you to your profile, which now I think it does, because it's got your name. But it doesn't bring up comments. I don't know why they do this. I'm not really complaining, because, you know, there are other ways to get round that. I followed myself, which I know is a bit sad, but a lot of people have done it, I think. And I don't do it to be sad. I just do it so that if anyone makes a comment on my posts and I want to respond, then I can just find it in the news thing, you know, the followed posts, and go to it that way. That's the easiest way to do it. But I was hoping we'd be able to do it from almost like our sent items, if you like. But you can't, because it doesn't seem to bring up comments. When you double tap on your username, it brings up the date and all the other options that you normally get, except comments, which seemed a bit strange to me, but one day they might fix that. I am really pleased that they worked so quickly to fix the other issues. I haven't had an issue with it crashing so far, but strangely enough, I've had terrible issues with it crashing up until now, with the old version. I would sometimes try 20 times to load the app, and it wouldn't. I've never got to the point where I had to uninstall it because it wouldn't open, because eventually it does, or it did. But so I already had big issues with that anyway. So I'm sure it's not going to be any worse. I haven't got the triple click to turn voiceover off on my phone, because when I set it up, I didn't know about that, because I'm back on my 4S, because I've still got to send my 6 back to get it sorted out. I've got to do that, get that sorted out today. I've had some issues with Vodafone and their stupidity of not knowing that I've turned off Find My iPhone and all this stuff, so I'm going to do it through Apple instead, which will probably be a lot less hassle, to be fair. So I'm back on my 4S, and I didn't set up the voiceover first. I suppose I should have put this on one of the channels, really, but I'm sure someone might listen to it and help me. I wish, sounds like I'm complaining, I'm not, but I wish Audio Boo would allow us to send things to multiple places, like, you know, just to copy this to the channel of my choice, or and the same with messages. Sometimes you might want to send the same message to two people or multiple people, if you know what I mean. I wish that there was some facility to do that, but I suppose it's probably a bit too complicated. I don't know. I'm not very technically minded in things like that, knowing how stuff like that would be accomplished. But yeah, how do I set up that voiceover thing so that I've got... Can I do that or not? Now that, I mean, I've had this phone 2 years nearly, and I've lived without it, but I didn't know that you had to do that first. Obviously, I did it with my 6. But, yeah, that would be... Just in case I find out I'm in the position where... Oh, here we go. I don't know if you can hear this audio, Boo. Hold on. This is my window shaking while my washing machine's on. That is not right. Well, I had a phone call, so I don't know if you heard that. But that was my window rattling, and I'm not above where the washer is at all. I'm right over the other side of that house. Anyway, someone's meant to be coming out. Actually, they're meant to be coming out in 2 weeks' time, but I'll be at the hospital, so I've double booked that and I've forgotten, so I need to reschedule that. But it's not good. Anyway, I can't remember what I was saying now. I was talking about audio boom. Completely lost my train of thought. That's what happened when the phone rings. Well, I got diverted anyway. Oh, yeah, it was about the triple click thing. How do I set that up? Can anyone tell me? In case I should need it with this new update. I haven't done the iOS one yet. I will. Oh, cat's chased the dog. Oh, sorry. I mean the dog chased the cat. Poor Pinky. She's still purring, bless her. Yeah, so I could probably, I don't know how, I probably could go into the voiceover settings and have a look, I don't know. Anyway, I excuse my ignorance, but such is the way of life. But I'm glad that they've made it so that you don't have to go right back to the front screen when you come out of a playing screen. I really like that. That's long overdue. Someone said that you can mark your messages in the same way as you can your audio booms, but I think pretty much think that you always could do that, I think. Well, I've certainly done it. I've seen a load of nonsense about recommended follows and stuff like that. I will look at those things, but I've obviously turned all my downloads and download stuff off because I don't want that, you know, that daily download stuff. It was on, although I didn't have to log in with this update. Everything was still as it was. There was even a download in my download folder, which was still there. And I suppose it's because it wasn't reinstalled. Excuse me. I've got experience of having to reinstall the app due to lack of storage space. And all my I had loads of downloads. It was over Christmas and they all got wiped off, which I wasn't very pleased about. And drafts usually go. If there's anything drafts, when you reinstall the app, it normally just gets deleted. But, oh, here we go again. Oh, it's stopped now. It sounded a bit like Pinky purring. That is Pinky purring, but... It's on a certain wash usually that it does it. It must be when it really spins fast. It's the pre-dryer wash because it's a washer dryer. When you put the dryer on, it spins it first, and it must go on to a very high speed, which shakes the window pane. I've identified which one it is now. It's on the left-hand side. I never knew that before. That might be quite helpful for them when they come out. Whether it's because the window's open, I don't know. Next time I put that on, I think I'll shut the window and still see if it still does it. It might be because the window is open. I don't know. But I still don't think it's really right because it's not. You know, as I said many times, it's not above it. It's across the other side. And downstairs, of course. In other news, there isn't any really. I've got to order some new scales for my dialysis. Having a bit of trouble is the adapter's gone. It always did get very hot, but I don't know whether that was a fault on it or whether it was just the way it is, because some of these charging things do. I would say it was abnormal. Okay, another phone call. As I was saying, I was trying to track down the, just to be able to buy the charger for the adapter for the scales, because I use them constantly all day, so it's not like I can permanently use them on battery, because I've tried that in the beginning and it cost me an absolute fortune, because it takes those big batteries and they don't last 5 minutes when the way I use it. It's not like just every couple of days I weigh out a bit of flour and I don't know, whatever. I'm constantly using it all day, every day, I'm using it for like when I'm weighing the bag and it's draining out at the end, it could be up to half an hour they're on. So as you can see, the battery life isn't very good. So I haven't really got any alternative but to use it on the mains. So I rang the RNRB and they said they haven't got any in stock at the moment and you can't buy the power pack, the adapter, separately. So they said to ring Cobalt. So I've just rung them and they didn't know if they could supply it separately, but they said they'd ring me back and they did. I've had very efficient service from them and the RNRB today, believe it or not. And it was to say they can supply me with just the power thing, and it's only £6. So I actually have ordered two. So watch the scales break now. That'll be the next thing. Because I thought, well, you never know. Anyway, I've got two now. And, you know, they're at such a minimal cost. I can't complain. So she said, I've missed the post today, so they'll send them out tomorrow. I should have them by the weekend, so that's really good. In the meantime, I also spoke to them at the RNRB about my Plex talk, which I don't know if anyone remembers, but I had problems with it and I still can't get it going. And they called me back, their tech helpline or whatever it is, and they said, unfortunately, they don't repair them anymore. So I am thinking about getting another recorder, but I can't really justify the cost. I told her that. Actually, I didn't realise till afterwards. I think she's someone I'm friends with on Facebook. So I said, well, I can't really justify the cost of a new one at the moment. So she said, well, they do payment plans over 10 months, so I might consider that. But I said, I probably won't get the same one again, because I was happy with that. But to be honest, I do want one that's a recorder and a Daisy player, which that was. It did a lot of fancy things that I never used it for, like it had Wi-Fi and stuff on it, but that you can, I think, well, you can connect to your PC and all that kind of stuff, which I never used. I will look around and see what else they sell that might be comparable and maybe not so expensive. Because I do like to have something to play books on. I mean, I do use my phone for Audible, but the trouble is I've got a lot of books that, you know, on my hard drive that aren't in Audible, so I can't play them through the app. Harry Potter, for instance. I still find it incredible that Audible do not sell Harry Potter. I once emailed them and asked them why, but they never replied. Because you can put in Harry Potter and you get all this crap come up, like So-and-So's Guide to Harry Potter and all these books that have been written about it, but not the actual books themselves. Well, that's certainly how it was up until recently anyway. I haven't looked very recently, but I don't think that anything's changed as far as I know, which I think is incredible. They sell her other books, you know, the other couple that she's written. I can't remember what it's called, something Vacancy, that one they sell, and The Cuckoo Thing. I haven't read that one, but they are under different names. But we all know who they really were written by, and they are on there, and Harry Potter isn't. And I have got all the Harry Potter books on hard drive, but they were copied from CDs, and when I ripped them in Windows Media Player, it messed some of them up, and it put all the wrong discs in the wrong order and recorded the one that's... One it says it's disc 2 and it's really disc 10, and the worst one, I think most of them are okay, but the worst one was book 2, and it actually really completely messed it up. So I actually bought, because all my CDs, actually the physical CDs, got lost in the fire, so I don't have them anymore, unfortunately, because I had the whole set, which is a bit annoying really, and I never got round to replacing them because there wasn't the money to replace everything, as goes with insurance. So I thought, well, I've got it on the hard drive. I managed to save all my hard drive stuff, so that was fine. And so I bought another version, but I only really like the Stephen Fry reading them, but I got this Jim Dale one because it was cheap. And book 2 is my least favourite out of the series, so I thought, well, I can put up with him reading it. But when I ripped it from Windows Media Player, the same thing happened again. It was all messed up in pretty much exactly the same way as the first one. So I don't know. I can't hazard a guess as to why that happened. So I thought, well, I'll try and get it on Audible. Well, I thought, obviously, I had tried to get it on Audible. That's why I was trying to get it on there in the first place, because I thought at least I'll have it all in, you know, in a proper format. And I think it's really stupid. I don't know why they don't do it. Of all the things not to do. I mean, I've got the Earth's Children series from there, but and all of them are on there except book 4. For years, book 4 was not on there out of the 6 books. I did write to them about it several times. They said, oh, well, the files got corrupted. We're waiting for the copyright or something. I don't know what it was. Anyway, finally, they actually got it. But in the meantime, I'd listened to it on another version, which was read by an American, which was okay. But I think most people would be the same. If you're listening to a series of books, you like to have them all read by the same person, because they do the accents and the voices and the stuff. And talking of that, Well, I'm probably about 3/4 of the way through Purple Hibiscus by, what's her name? Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. And I've read all her other books. This is her first one, and I hadn't read it. I've read Half of a Yellow Sun, Americana, and her book of short stories, The Thing Around Your Neck. And I think she's a really good writer. I love the way I love her writing style. She's very, very colourful in every way, and there's a depth to her writing. She can write about ordinary things, and where some authors, they write in like 2D, she's what I call a 3D writer, definitely. She writes in a more, it's not exactly classic style, but I can't explain it any more than that. She's what I call a 3D writer. And this is quite... I mean, one of the books, the first one I read, Half of a Yellow Sun, which I've read quite a few times, and I love that book. It's disturbing because it's about the Nigerian Civil War. But this one's disturbing because it's about a personal family story, and it's very disturbing, I find. And but it's a good book. But what I was going to talk about with regard to this was the reader of all the others was a lady. I can never remember her name. It's something like, Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, it's a foreign sounding name. But she's quite well spoken, but she can do all the accents, the Nigerians, the English, and she's absolutely a fantastic reader. And I've held off from reading the Purple Hibiscus one for a year, probably, even maybe longer, because it wasn't the same reader. And the only one, there's two versions on Audible. There's the abridged version, and I don't really touch abridged books. I don't like them. There's the abridged version, which is read by the reader I really like. And then there's the unabridged version, which is read by another lady. And when I read Half of Yellow Sun for the first time, it was the abridged version, because that's the only one they had on Audible. I don't know if they've changed that now. But it was read by this really fantastic reader, narrator. And I wanted to read the unabridged version read by her. So I actually did have to go out and buy that again on CD to get the full version, which I do have now. So I'm reluctant to read abridged versions, but I did want to read this one particularly because it had been recommended to me by a friend of mine. So, and of course it was topical because it was about Nigeria and, you know, obviously everyone knows my husband's from there, and it's all familiar things, you know, everything that he's told me and stuff I've seen myself, you know, and it's kind of, I don't know, I just love it. But the Purple Hibiscus, I thought, I don't want to read it with this other reader. I thought I'll buy the abridged version. I'd already got the unabridged version, but I just hadn't read it. I'll buy the abridged version. And then I thought, no, one, I'll look at it and see how much they cut out. And it was something like I think they cut about 5 hours off of it. And I thought, that is too much. That is too much. That's like ripping the heart out of a book. In fact, the Half of a Yellow Sun one, when I read it, it was abridged. I never knew. Somehow, unless I just missed it where I don't know, the phone rang and I hadn't paused the recording player quick enough, or I fell asleep and I didn't get it to the right place the next time I put it on. But I don't think so. I think the whole explanation of the title was taken out of the abridged version. So it didn't even make any sense. I never knew till I read it in full why it was called Half of a Yellow Sun, and that's because it was the flag of the when there was the civil war in Nigeria, they broke away and became Biafra, and that was the Biafran flag. It was half of a yellow sun on a black background, and that bit, as far as I know, was missed out for the abridged version, which is absolutely scandalous. Because, you know, I was thinking, why is it called half? You know, I was always thinking, why is it called Half of a Yellow Sun? And it was only when I listened to it again, when my CDs arrived, that I found out why it was called that. I went, oh, well, now it makes sense now. So when I saw how much they'd taken out of this Purple Hibiscus, I thought, well, I'm just going to have to bite the bullet. I'm not going to read a book that's just like the bones of it. You know, that's taken off all the flesh, as far as I can see. So I've started reading it with this reader, and she's actually really good. Really good. I mean, I don't think she's quite as good as the other one, but I'm really happy with the way she reads it. She's good. Yeah, she's really, really, you know, she really, really reads it well. And, you know, some of the things she gets a little bit wrong. I don't know what nationality she is. She sounds pretty British, but I don't know if she's got any, you know, ethnic background. I don't know. But like when Nigerians talk, they often add the letter O, like, as a word, but not O-H. It's not written O-H, it's just written O. To the end of something, that they'll say, sorry, O, or I can't do the pidgin English, but imagine this, they might say, well, I'm going down to the market, oh, and they just, and she, when she read it out as that, she read it as something, 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 whatever it was, oh, that's not how you say it, it's a very quick oh, sorry, oh, sorry, oh. So she didn't know that, but apart from that, she seems to be able to pronounce everything as well. I mean, I don't know, but it sounds right to me, but that was the one thing I picked out that she didn't do right. But then I suppose she's probably not to know that, you know. You don't. They don't go, oh, like she did it. They go, oh, like that. But I love her. I just love these books. I really do. I hope she's going to be writing more. And I have seen a video of her talking on YouTube. She's a very, very together woman. You know, she's a good speaker as well. So I don't know. I came on here to talk about the new Audio Boom app, and I've ended up way off track. But anyway, it seems to be going okay so far, so I'm quite pleasantly surprised. Obi came to ask me what we're having for dinner. It's they're having steak and kidney pudding, courtesy of, I don't know, Tesco, I think. I don't make puddings. But I thought, well, they can have that for is a change. You can't seem to get big ones anymore. You used to be able to. They're just tiny individual ones. And you can get them in a tin, but I would not entertain the tin ones, I'm afraid. I'm sure they would be utterly foul. And I've got a corn version of it, which I don't know what that's going to be like. I think I had it once before years ago and I overcooked it and it was horrible. So I'll be careful not to do that again. And I suppose we'll have it with something like mashed potato and vegetables. It's a kind of nice warm winter dinner. typical man, what's for dinner? We had someone come to look at the radiator that's got a slight leak today, but he said something needs replacing. I'm not quite sure what, so he will be in touch, he said. But I was upstairs at the time, so Obi dealt with him at the door and stuff, and I said, well, what needs replacing? And he said he doesn't know. So I don't know whether it's the whole radiator, I doubt it somehow, or whether it's just the connection or the valve, probably the valve or something like that. I'd imagine that's what it is. Anyway, sorry this has been a bit disjointed, what with phone calls and shaking windows and chasing dogs and cats, and I've got a headache. Anyway, I'm really pleased that Audio Boo got their act together. I know it shouldn't have happened in the first place, but I'm not going to whinge on about it, because I think I did give them a bit. I did do an Audio Boo and give them a bit of stick, and someone was saying that, you know, when they know there's a high proportion of blind people that use an app or something, they should check it. Well, actually, really, they should always take accessibility into account, whoever uses it, because it's not just the blind. It's accessibility in other forms, you know, people with dyslexia and other issues. So, you know, they should always keep accessibility in mind, really. All these developers should think, well, maybe they're not the small ones that do games and stuff, maybe you know they probably just don't realize, but a bigger company or provider such as Audio Boom, I know they're not huge, but they're trying to be, so they really need to keep up with the Joneses, you know. They need to keep up with the BBCs and the, you know, if they're purporting to be this big thing that they think they are, then they need to, you know, they do know that a lot of people use this who are visually impaired, so they know about voiceover and stuff, so really it's not good enough. And I hope that, you know, in the future they will get their act together a bit more, because we seem to have this every time there's a major kind of update, there's uproar. And as I said before, I won't automatically update my apps now because of that. Because, you know, you don't know what, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, so you can't take it back. Anyway, I'm off. Speak soon.